Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Ours to Protect. In the absence of specific rules on claims regarding the green nature of products, how can consumers be sure that such claims are reliable, comparable and verifiable throughout the European Union? The Green Claims Directive, or GCD, proposal was adopted by the European Commission this month and is expected to commence in the latter part of 2024. The main objective of the GCD is to tackle the risk of consumers being misled by companies over the purchase of products with environmental claims. It aims to protect consumers from greenwashing, which is the process of conveying a false impression or misleading information about how a company's product is environmentally sound. Therefore, a consumer may be under a false pretense that they are buying a product which may help the effort to combat climate action. Sinn Féin MEP Chris McManus has described the passing of the directive through the European Parliament as a win for transparency for consumers and accountability for companies.
Parliament's vote is a win for transparency for consumers and it makes companies accountable. For too long, companies have hidden behind very unfounded environmental claims, and Irish consumers want to be able to spend their money on products that are good for the environment. Unfortunately, some companies take advantage of that and make very false environmental claims just to boost sales. So now Irish consumers can be ensured that they're not being misled when buying a product, and the proof is in the pudding. Companies must live up to their green credentials or they need to stop claiming them.
If your oil or gas boiler is currently over 10 years old, or you are due to replace your current heating system, then the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland is recommending that you consider the advantages of installing a heat pump. The SEAI says heat pumps are the best heating system out there for homes that are well insulated. In many cases, installing a heat pump often requires little changes to your existing heating system, working well with existing radiators. Over 100,000 homeowners across Ireland have already embraced the future of heating and are experiencing the benefits of a heat pump. Brian McIntyre is a heat pump specialist with the SEAI.
The first thing you do is get a technical assessor to look at the level of heat loss from the house and to see if it would suit it. Or do you need to look at insulating your house to reduce the level of heat loss from the house and where it would make more sense to put in a heat pump. So the first thing you do is get a technical assessor out and they'll be able to tell you whether it's ready, heat pump ready or not. So just to look at it, maybe the insulation, you might be losing too much heat with an older house. But that would always be the first step, is get a technical advisor to tell you whether it's heat pump ready or not, or you need to do insulate certain things to make it more suitable for heat pump.
The SEAI offers home energy upgrade grant options to match your budget and needs. Whether you choose to carry out a complete home energy upgrade through SEAI's one-stop shop service or carry out individual energy upgrades over time, both options offer significant government grants. You can get a grant of up to €10,500 for a heat pump system via a one-stop shop and individual insulation grants of up to €8,000. This Easter, Clean Coasts and Ishka Éireann are urging people to dispose of fats, oils, greases and dairy products in the right way by putting them in the bin and not down the sink. According to a survey conducted last year, 34% of people were regularly pouring damaging items down the sink, compared to 50% in 2018. While this signifies a positive change in behaviour, there's still room for improvement. The most common items regularly disposed of down the sink include milk, gravy and other sauces, and fats, oils and greases. A travelling Irish aquaculture school has been praised for the innovative way it teaches children about the farming of plants and animals in the water. The truck-sized classroom called ARC, Aquaculture Remote Classroom, tours all around Ireland. The ARC was developed by Bord Iasca Mhara and it's co-funded by the European Union. The head of the European Commission's Directorate General for Fisheries and Maritime Affairs, Charlina Vecheva, recently visited the school when it was touring locally.
It actually brings the awareness and the knowledge of sustainable aquaculture to the schools in Ireland. Extremely positive result, very positive feedback that I received. The way we can really make the young generation sensitive to the ocean, to its resources, and how we can go ahead with sustainable aquaculture as source for our food security.
And that's all from this week's episode. You can find out more information on lmfm.ie/ours to protect and join us at the same time again next week.